So, Anon. And that's the bloody thing about Anon. He represents chaos. In fact, he's an agent of chaos. But in contrast, we have ponies, who represent order, roughly speaking. But ponies, in their bitter resentment, in their postmodern cultural solarist ideology, they try to tame the chaos. And that's a bad idea, man. It's like if you tried taming fire, it's just gonna leave you burnt. But the ponies, they try anyway, motivated by their lust for friendship. And it's like, Celestia, it's so sad. It's like they think Anon could be one of them. He's not! And no postmodern rationalization will change that. The evidence is clear. The scientific literature is explicit on this matter. And speaking of taming fire, what happened at the end of Pinky's party? The fire is not tamed. Quite the opposite. It's actually rising. All the ponies started crying, and Anon jumped out the window, not to be seen by any pony for a whole week. And this demonstrates exactly what happened 1,000 years ago. It's like Sukhblietzin wrote in her memoirs. The bloody sisters attempted to befriend Discord, to quell the fire, if you will. But in doing so, they merely fueled it. And, well, actually, they did quite a bit more. You can't pretend to be able to befriend any creature if some creature just doesn't want it. The princess has tried before, and it was a bad idea. Man. And it is not a route you want to go down on.